Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy, Ian Lametta, aka Mr. Lametta, reporting live from the shed on this fine Tuesday, May 21st, 2019. I'm so glad you're here with me. That sounds super fucking corny. Let's just get this podcast started. Let's do it! Alright. We're back. Welcome to Head in the Shed. I am your host, the one, the only, Ian Lametta. A.K.A. Mr. Lametta. Add me on Insta. Okay. So, today, I'm going to start off with a little NFL news. For all those that were waiting for something else besides sports, too fucking bad. I just read that Ndamukong Suh, Ndamukong Suh was just signed by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I like that one. Bruce Arians, he's getting a real threat for that pass rush. I mean, they lose JPP. Jason Pierre-Paul, for all of you that don't know what that stands for. JPP is gone. And they recently cut their 9-year veteran, Gerald McCoy, their defensive tackle from Oklahoma. I mean, he was the leader of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for almost a decade. And they just let him walk. And then a day later, they go out and they sign Ndamukong Suh. I think it's a great move. I think he's a player that could contribute to that defense, to that team, and help them develop a real good, solid foundation on defense. So that should be exciting. So, where else can we start this? Well, one thing I'll say, I've enjoyed this podcast thing so far. I've enjoyed it so much that I guess you could call me Uncle Rico, bragging about his football skills. I'm a 20-year-old who loves his podcast. I want everyone to hear. Well, you know what? I'm Uncle Rico, and I don't really care. Because my podcasts are dope, so get stuck on that fat one. You know, here I am still itching. I mean, I've got, I don't know if you all are distracted by the fan in the background. You know, that's to prevent me from having heat stroke. It doesn't seem to be doing the trick with the bugs, with the mosquitoes. So I'm still itching, just in case anyone cares. So, you know, yesterday we touched on a little bit of New York sports. You know, my background for New York sports and you know, DC sports. Well, just the Wizards. But one team that I was thinking about that I forgot to bring up, which is, has made headlines lately, which has become a real, you know, a story, are the New York Knicks. And I want to touch just a little bit on that, the whole NBA, the NBA lottery situation with the upcoming NBA draft, which I believe is on June 20th. as we all know, the New Orleans Pelicans have the number one pick in the 2019 NBA draft. And at this point in time, we all know who they locked up. Mr. Zion Williamson. The prized possession that literally had ESPN going apeshit for the past 7, 8 months, since the college basketball season started. Was it last November? So, and even before that, they've been talking about Zion Williamson since the kid was balling on 12th graders, 11th graders, 12th graders. I mean, he looks so out of place, Zion Williamson. And it's just it's unbelievable. I mean, you watch some of these games, and he just looks like a man amongst boys. Obviously, this is something we all know. If you just turn the television on, you have eyes, you could see. He's just a fucking monster. So, Zion Williamson, remember, everyone remembers, made the big decision. Instead of going to South Carolina, his home school, quote unquote, he chose Duke. And you know what? Good. Good. Good, because Duke's a program that, like, let's be real. Where the fuck else would he have gone? Where else would Zion Williamson have signed that actually made sense to his status? What was he gonna be, a fucking Gamecock? Oof. I don't know, man. I don't know if that fits Zion. Fucking biggest Gamecock I've ever seen around the fucking roost. The coop. The roost. The coop. The roosts are in the coop. So, yeah, the moral of this whole conversation, the Knicks fucking lost out. And it's a pretty shitty time to be a Knicks fan. However, what you thought you lost in not having the number one pick, you could actually gain a lot with the third pick. How? Let me explain. Remember yesterday we touched on that certain player out of Kentucky, AD, Anthony Davis, the Brow, as many people have come to know him as. Yeah, he's an interesting factor in all of this, because the New Orleans Pelicans obviously hold the number one pick, which will turn out to be Zion Williamson, unless he gets hit by a bus or goes back to Duke, which both chances of that happening are slim. And I'll touch on that on the return to Duke here in a few moments. But Anthony Davis, you put him in a situation where he is prime to your team. He is a prime NBA player, and his status, the New Orleans Pelicans are on top of the world. I mean, you saw the video of the guy, of the general manager, just shouting, "Fuck yeah! Fuck yeah! Yeah, fuck yeah!" Yeah, you have the number one pick, and you have trade bait with Anthony Davis that you could do anything for. So, this leads me to the Knicks. If you're the New York Knicks, what's the smartest thing that you could possibly do in my book? I think you should trade that number three pick to the New Orleans Pelicans. Boom. Throw that on the grill. Let it sizzle. Make sure it's cooked. I ain't getting sick. Nah, I mean. Could you imagine a player like Anthony Davis in Madison Square Garden? Yep. Sign me up. Oh, wait. why don't we spice up this pot of whatever the fuck we're cooking? Why don't we throw Kyrie Irving in that mix? You've got Kyrie Irving. You've got Anthony Davis. And man, could you just imagine? Could you all just imagine? Kevin Durant playing on the New York Knicks. Oh yeah, alongside Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving. Yeah, you think it's expensive to go to a Knicks game now? If that happened, yeah, good luck ever going to a game. You know? Good luck. Yeah. They give better luck fucking... I don't know. Whatever you all want to choose, or you could have better luck in, you insert that there, because I couldn't think of something quick, because my mind's running a little slow today. I apologize. So, yeah, that would be fascinating. That would be fascinating. And as again, I'll complain just a little bit more. Bear with me, people. I'm only going to complain for 5 seconds. Ready? Okay. As a New York sport fan, we've been suffering for so long, and if the Knicks got all three of those players, I would be fucking satisfied. Thank you. Moving on. So, about Zion, the possibility of Zion Williamson returning to Duke. I think that's fascinating because he can. Why couldn't he? Because ESPN has been broadcasting the fact that he's going to be the number one pick for the past year. That's not something that should prevent him from doing that. I don't think that it bears any meaning on life, what ESPN thinks. But the possibility of him returning to school and going back and being a true title contender and boosting your value up even more. All to be in the draft lottery again next season. So, hey, the Knicks could have a chance again. Hey, the Wizards could have a chance again. Hey, Ian LaMeta would be fucking happy. Glorious. But, you know, this is the real world and none of that shit's going to happen. He's probably going to get drafted by the Pelicans and all my teams that I root for are going to suck. So, do we have any Game of Thrones fans out there? You know, all this hype. It's like all I read about, you know, I feel like I read more about Game of Thrones, more than the China deal and, Iran threatening our warships. Which really could actually affect us, but I'm reading about Game of Thrones constantly. So I just want to know: is the hype real? I mean, is Game of Thrones better than Lord of the Rings? Because I'm a big Lord of the Rings guy. Loved Lord of the Rings. You know, I thought Peter Jackson is one of the best filmmakers ever, and his production of Lord of the Rings was phenomenal. So if it's, you know, if it's like that, you know, I think I could give it a try. You know, I think like four or five years ago, I tried watching like an episode, whatever season they were in. Definitely wasn't the first episode. And I was scratching my head. That was a bad move because I couldn't keep track of what the hell was going on, you know, between the blood and the dragons and the tits. I mean, there was a lot going on for me, and I was like, I think I should start at the beginning. So maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll do it. I'll bite the bait. Yeah, that's, you know, so the Big Bang Theory, that ended. I mean, how long was the Big Bang Theory on television? Whew. Probably going on 10, 15 years? I mean, it has to be. That show's been on forever. It might not be 15 years. That might be a little dramatic, but long time. You know, that's... I've never, not really a fan of the Big Bang Theory. I know, you know, a lot of you might like that show. It's just kind of out of my humor. A little different than things I'd find funny because, you know, I'm just a sick fuck. But, you know, such is life. I'm going to take a quick break, and I will return to satisfy your ears. I hope you all bear with me. This is Head in the Shed. Be right back. Oh, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Head in the Shed. This is your host, the one, the only, Ian Lametta, as you all already know. That's why you're listening. Man, I really like that song. That song that you all just heard, if you're still listening. That's a little Chasin' Status. Well, they're from England, so the DJs around there call them Chasin' Status. That's how they say it. That's a good song. I think that was from last year. It's called Retreat. Great song. Great vibe. Love it. I guess we could get this out of the way, and since we continue our conversation, a little NBA talk carried over from before the break. Tonight we have game four, I believe. It was game four of the NBA Eastern Conference Finals. And we all know Bucks, Milwaukee Bucks, and the Toronto Raptors. Milwaukee is leading the series 2-1. It's a big game because if you think about it, if Milwaukee wins tonight and Toronto goes down 3-1, I mean, you know, you could have the same opinions for any series that's 3-1, but man, that's a tough hole to come out of. I don't think Milwaukee's going to win tonight because I think they're bouncing back. Kawhi and the boys. I just how resilient Kawhi Leonard has played in these playoffs, especially the last series against the 76ers, where he hit that ridiculous game winner. Ridiculous. Looked like something scripted out of a movie. And then he probably did that awkward laugh that he does to himself. I'm not even gonna do it. Maybe, you know. Maybe I'll do it. Something like that. I think that's what it sounded like. So maybe Kawhi will be doing another laugh tonight. When they even the series 2-2. Because, you know, I'm anxious to see who's gonna face you know who. You know who. Out west, in the finals, once again, the Golden State Warriors. What's this, like the fourth year in a row? I can't really think of anyone else coming out of the West in the past 5 years, so I'm going to say it's their fifth. Could be wrong. Anyone out there can correct me. Feel free. Send a message to the show. Send some love. Correct me. That's fine. We can talk. Love to debate. Love to be corrected. That's how you learn from mistakes, people. Just remember that. So, the Warriors are waiting for the winner of this series between the Bucks and the Raptors. So, I'm anxious to see who's gonna get to the next step. Could you imagine Milwaukee Bucks in the finals? Yeah, they have the best, you know, they have the MVP, in my opinion, of this season in Giannis and Antetokounmpo. That's kind of like Ndamukong. That's like another name. And Antetokounmpo. It's like, I don't know how these people. I give the people who make the jerseys, man, to stitch those jerseys. all the credit. That I'd be annoyed by, like, the fucking fifth letter. I'd be like, I'm over this shit. This is what you're getting. You're just intente. You're intente. Yeah, that's what it'd be. So, but that'd be interesting if they win. That would be awesome. It would also be interesting to see Kawhi Leonard. I was gonna say Kyrie Irving. Kawhi Leonard. That would be awesome to see him in the finals. He's a great player. He's phenomenal. You could argue that he could be the MVP of this season. I mean, Toronto just rode him all season long, and now to Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals. So, they've really been leaning on his shoulders to get the job done, and man, is he doing it. So, we'll see. We'll see who comes out of the Eastern Conference. But we all know what's going to happen. So, you know, we're going to be watching, you know, Steph Curry do some awkward dance like he does, attempted humor. We can see, you know, Draymond licking his lips in the championship hat. I mean, that's just all I picture, you know. Kevin Durant not smiling because he's never smiling because he's never happy, you know, until he becomes a Nick. Yeah, buddy. Which he probably still won't be happy because it's the fucking Knicks. So, yeah, we'll see. Warriors in four. I'm going to take that series. Who's going to beat the Warriors? No, nobody's going to beat the Warriors. There's no realistic opponent out there that could actually beat the Warriors. So until I see one, I'm just not convinced. And we're just going to have to watch all that in a couple weeks. Always the trophy. So there's that. And we also have the NHL Western Conference Finals going on. That's an interesting one in itself as well. You currently have St. Louis leading that series 3-2. It's crazy. I mean, the Blues are resilient. The Sharks, you know, they lost that game a couple nights ago, four nights ago. What was that game? That had to have been game three, when they lost off the bad call by the refs. Bad call, bad missed call. Terrible missed call. Because, let's be real, the Sharks shouldn't have scored. And I think this series could be over. Could have been over if they didn't. So tonight, game 6. Sharks Blues. And man, that game could go any way. It could go either way. I'm never going to count the Sharks out, as I told you all on the last episode. I believe the San Jose Sharks are the team to beat, and I think the San Jose Sharks will be hoisting the trophy. And I think they have all the firepower, more than anyone else left in these playoffs, and I think they're going to get it done. And I think they're going to come back, they're going to tie the series tonight, and then they're going to take Game 7. And go on to face the Bruins, who just absolutely swept the floor with the Carolina Hurricanes after the Hurricanes, you know, handled my Washington Capitals. But you know what? We got ours last year. It was probably the happiest sports moment of my life. It's the only team I cheer for that has won a championship in my lifetime. So it was awesome to see, but you know, the tears weren't as hard this year because we got to experience that last year. So, but I'm sorry to the Carolina Hurricanes who got swept by the Boston Bruins, who, in my opinion, will be facing the Sharks, and I believe the Sharks will win. So, that's that. We're going to take a quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, and stick around. Might have a surprise for you all later. Aren't you so excited? It sounds like elementary school. It's not. It's really not. It's just a big guy in a big fucking doofy guy in a shed making a podcast. So I'll see you all momentarily. This is Head in the Shed. again, ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy back. Back with you in the shed. Live from the shed. This is Head in the Shed with the one and only Ian Lametta. Hope you like that jam that I just had on for you. For all of you that are still here listening. Sister Christian by Night Ranger. That solid 80s jam. That solid 80s porn stash, Jerry Curl, rock song. Yeah, man. That one's a banger. That's an oldie. But that's a goodie. Classic. El Clasico. Kind of reminds me, on Twitter, I just saw the... by the way, my Ian Lametta, follow me on Twitter. Mr. Lametta. Ian underscore Lametta, to be exact. You can search me on there. And the link to this podcast is right in the bio. So click it. Check it out. I mean, you're already checking it out, obviously. But yeah, on Twitter I saw that the new preview for Stranger Things 3. That pretty interesting. They're releasing that in the summer. Instead of the fall, like it usually is released, but the brother, the guy that plays the brother of one of the other characters, the guy with the sweet porn stash and the Jerry Curl, good looking guy, he's walking past a pool and one of the some cougar is really checking him out, so that looks pretty interesting. That's like a fantasy of mine. I don't know anyone other of our listeners out there that have cougar fantasies, but you know, that's always high on the list. So, yeah, that looked pretty interesting. We're going to have a guest on in a little while. A good friend of mine, Baba Ganoush. He's one of my best friends, if not my best friend, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to be on. And I'm just telling all you listeners right now, we're going to probably talk about wrestling. Yes, wrestling. 2019, we're talking about wrestling. Because you know what? Eugene and I fucking love wrestling. And we grew up in the greatest era. The most popular era of wrestling. The Attitude Era. So, that's, you know, I guess the fandom never leaves you, because here we are, 28, still cheering for wrestling like we're 8. So it's, it'll be good. He'll come on here, we'll talk about wrestling. Maybe we can make like a weekly Tuesday evening wrestling segment with Eugene Coiza. That sounds pretty legit. My Italian brother from another mother talking about heavy hitters. We can do that. We got a lot to talk about in the wrestling industry. You know, the emergence of AEW. WW, you know, people still don't know. People said the W. AEW, All Elite Wrestling, just signed a huge deal, huge contract with TNT. It's the first time that a wrestling promotion has been aired on another major cable network since WCW. A good, what was that? 18 years. 18 years ago. Since a competitor to the WWE has been on a major network. This is huge. Ladies and gentlemen, for the wrestling world, for people that care, for people that give a shit about wrestling, but, you know, let's be real. All of you have to admit that at one point or another, you watch The Rock, you watch Stone Cold Steve Austin. I'm not talking about The Rock, the Dwayne Johnson. The real Dwayne Johnson that we know is, if you smell, ow! You know, that Dwayne Johnson, that The Rock. That's what I'll always refer to him as. We all watched that. We all watched him and Stone Cold battle it out, wrestle it out, whatever the hell you want to say. Triple H, The Undertaker, Kurt Angle. Oh, yeah. Oh, come on. Rikishi. Oh, I mean, we were spoiled back then. We had some Eddie Guerrero, Chris Benoit. I mean, the list goes on and on. Kane with the mask, that Kane. So, you know, wrestling was awesome then, and hopefully it's going to be awesome again. But we'll talk about it more when Eugene joins me here in a little bit. You know, I'm gonna try to get guests on for you all periodically. Hopefully, you know, it depends on who wants to. Who, like I said, who gives a sh who actually wants to come talk to a big doofy white guy in a shed about sports and life. So, whoever wants to join me, I'd be you know, and any of you listening, shoot me a message on Twitter. Respond to this account. I'll read them if you do. You don't have to. Maybe we can get you on the show. I can answer some questions. Anything. So, you know, this is a very interactive podcast. So we're gonna make it as fun as we can. So, looking forward to talking with you all, hopefully, and looking forward to talking with Eugene a little bit. So, you know. We're still here. We're still here in the shed. It's hot. It's hot. I can't. I've been sweating for fucking like 7 hours. I've been doing work out here. I've been doing work inside. But you know what? In this time of the year, in May, mid-May, mid to late May, heading into June, it's almost summer. Summer's upon us. And in Florida, it feels like hell. Like if I die and go to hell, like it's probably gonna feel like this, temperature-wise. You know, with all the snakes and the spiders, we might as well be in hell too. By the way, everyone, I don't know if anyone listening has like a phobia. But your boy has a phobia, and that's a phobia of arachnids, arachnophobia. And down here, arachnophobia can run rampant because we have spiders down here. That are the size of what's a good thing to compare it to? Yeah, we have spiders down here that are the size of dining room lamps. How's that? Yeah, how's that for an image? A spider the size of a lamp. Yeah, they're real people. They're very real. They're here. They're amongst us. Wolf spiders, to have the exact term, name of the arachnids we have loose down here. Have you ever seen a wolf spider? You're gonna shit your pants if you see one of them, like instantly. Like the moment your eyes lock with one, all your bowels are just gonna fucking fall out of your butthole. Because it's just they're scary. They're scary. They're large. They're gross. They have teeth. They fucking bite, and you know you just don't want to fucking come near one. You don't want to be around. You don't really, you don't you know you see one in the house, and your first thought is okay. I could just end my life, or I could just burn this whole fucking house down, because I'm not gonna go to sleep. The whole night is ruined. The spider emerged, and whatever fucking good feelings you were feeling up until that point, they're over. They're gone. Hope you're not tired, because you ain't going to bed. Might not go to bed for a couple days, unless you're locked up in a fucking in the Hilton, fifth floor. So, it's Florida's just like a different world to all those who don't really have never been to Florida. So that's kind of like my just. That's my surroundings at this current juncture. So, here in a little bit, we'll address we'll talk to Eugene. We'll talk about everything from wrestling to his opinion on the New York sports. He's a big New York sport guy, big Met fan, big Jet fan. We have a lot of things in common. That's why he's my dearest friend, my dearest friends. I have a lot of dear friends, but he's up there on the list. So. You know, we're gonna keep this pot fucking stirring. We're gonna keep it stirring. I'm gonna take a quick break, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back in a few, and we will continue this party. Stay with me, people. Thank you. All right. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy, live from the shed. The one, the only, Ian Lametta. I hope you all like that little Nirvana jam. That little Nirvana jam, live from New York, that track was All Apologies, that song is called. Classic jam, classic. El Clasico. It's good that I had that jam on because that's one of Eugene and I's favorite songs. So it's a good one. That's a good one. So we are about to have Eugene on, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're ready. I hope you're ready. Here we ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are back live from the shed. And joining us is my good buddy. Eugene Cuiz, Eugene Cuiza. How's it going, my friend?
Good to be live from the
Live
shed.
from the shed.
From the shed. Head in the
why don't
shed.
you actually tell everybody where you're coming in, simulcasting from?
I'm simulcasting from live from Massapequa, New York.
Massapequa, New York. Man, I miss that place. I miss that place so much. I miss sleeping on your couch in Massapequa. I miss eating hoagies with you in Massapequa.
Yes.
It was good memories in Massapequa.
Yeah. The indent still remains.
Good. I'm glad there's yellow tape around my there. That's good. Have you had All American, Eugene?
About a week
about
ago.
About a week ago. Yeah. What'd you slam back? What'd
About
you
a
slam
week
back?
ago, I slammed back a quarter pound there and a fish fillet. Mix those two together.
Nice. Yeah.
Yes.
Did you put it all in one?
Of course.
Did you have a shake?
Sure
Nice,
did.
nice. Did you have the rapid shits after?
Clearly.
Shakes, All American, and burgers. Those are never good. Those are never good.
No, not.
So I'm so happy you're here, Huge. I'm so happy we're doing a podcast.
I know. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to
Thank
be
you.
here. This is a brainchild long overdue.
It certainly is, my friend. It certainly is. I before the before we came back live, I played a song for you, by the way. Yeah,
did
oh
you?
yeah. I played our favorite. A little Nirvana, All Apologies, just for you.
Oh,
Oh yeah.
okay.
Oh yeah. The gym song, you know.
Yes.
Yes. I miss playing that in your car. Yes. That's a good one. So Eugene,
Yes.
How about you know, I told the listeners a little bit about our wrestling history. And I'm so happy you're here. We could talk about wrestling on a podcast.
Yes, we can. Yeah, instead of watching at 2 a.m. in my living room, discussing the ins and outs of the wrestling business as seen through a 28-year-old's opinion.
Yes, correct. And I told everyone we're 28 years old and we're fucking proud to watch wrestling because
hell yes.
Yep, it's part of who we are almost. I mean,
Mostly all my life I've been watching wrestling since probably 4 or 5 years old.
4 or 5 years old, yeah. And I know you had a big collection. I know you had a big wrestling collection.
Yes, big wrestling figure collection. Mm-hmm. I have over 400 figures stashed away somewhere that they'll be broken open one day.
Nice. We like that. Next to the porn magazines that I got.
Yeah, exactly, my extensive
yes.
collection of vintage 80s
good,
porn.
Good, yes. See everyone, vintage 80s porn. That's that was the era. That was the era of porn. that's you know, that's where Chuck McFox would have ran rampant. Rampant. Yeah. That's good. So Eugene, what would your 80s porn name be if you could choose one?
my 80s
yeah,
porn name.
Hear it.
Rocky Hearthstone.
Rocky Hearthstone. Oh, I love it.
Oh yeah, I could see Rocky Hardstone going to town. Oh yeah, thanks, Bush. You know, just laying the work. That's good, man.
That's the style.
That's the style. Would you wear chains?
Would I wear chains? Yeah. I'd probably wear assless chaps.
Would you? You yeah. are a bear. That's good. So Eugene, let's talk about wrestling. Let's get into it. Where do we start?
Sure.
Why don't we start with AEW? Now, AEW, I think it's a serious threat to the WWE. Would you say?
I'd say so. It's the first legitimate company that has had any kind of facing any competition like this before in almost, 20 plus years.
That's right. That's what I was telling everyone before. It's the first real threat to the WWE since WCW.
I know I was an avid WCW fan. I know you were more of WWF at that time, but I was actually watching more WCW at that time, and I've always followed that type of brand. And to be back on the Turner Network is going to be pretty big. I hope be flipping between channels one day, and maybe the war will be on again. We'll see how this all plays out. They got a big weekend coming up for AEW. They're going to have a huge show in Vegas this weekend, and it's shaping up to really be something else. It's going to be a TV-14. We haven't gone there before, and it's been a really long time coming for that.
Absolutely, man. I hope we see stuff that we haven't seen in years. You know, I want to see some hardcore stuff. I want to see blood. We haven't seen blood on the television wrestling in a long time.
Yeah, well, there's a wrestler that's going to be in AEW called Jimmy Havoc. This guy is very, very gruesome. He's hardcore personified. If you ever get a chance to look some stuff up by him, Jimmy Havoc, he is rather intense.
Jimmy Havoc. That's
Jimmy Havoc.
Is he wrestling on the new
pay? I don't know if he's wrestling on the pay per view, but he's signed to the company, so I'm sure he'll make an appearance.
Very good. That pay per view, ladies and gentlemen, that's Double or Nothing, the inaugural AEW pay per view. I think that's live this Sunday, right, Huge?
Saturday night, 8 p.m.
Are you ordering it?
I will be ordering it.
Yeah, you and your father going to sit there and just go to town on some wrestling?
I guess I'll just be there alone then.
That's fine. That's fine too. Because I'll probably be locked in some room here. If I'm granted the ability
permission
to order that pay per view, it should be good.
Sure.
It's exciting. The main event. Kenny Omega versus Chris Jericho. I mean, that's as big as a wrestling match as we could dream of.
Yeah, I mean, last time that those two wrestled, they tore down the house in Japan. It was a huge event. Ran over really big. It should go over even bigger here in America. So we'll see what happens. And looking forward to the next couple months and years of new generation of wrestling. It's time for a change.
That's right. America. Make America great with wrestling. That's right. That's what we want. We've been starving for good wrestling, man. Because let's be honest, the WWE sucks right now.
The product is not what it was, and it's only becoming worse. There was a period of time where you and myself stopped watching wrestling completely.
Yep.
For a number of years. I only got back into it once we started hitting it off, and really got back into it. I mean, without the WWE Network, I probably would have never watched wrestling again.
No. I mean, the WWE Network was revolutionary because we could go back on and watch pay-per-views from when we were kids. Some of the best pay-per-views ever.
Yeah, you could watch it. If you have a vivid memory from your childhood of something that you watched, you could pull that up and relive it. There's not many times in your life where you could do that. It's like having your own home movies.
That's right. You know, it's really something great. We spent a lot of time watching those pay-per-views, and not even
we sure do.
Watching the Monday Night Raw and SmackDown episodes. I mean, you could look up literally anyone you want, and it's there.
Yep, 100%.
It's pretty cool, but. WWE's product is pretty fucking sour right now. I don't think there's anything exciting to look forward to. I mean, I guess the WWE wants you to be excited about Brock Lesnar winning the Money in the Bank ladder match. So I guess that's all we can really look forward to right now.
Yeah, there's really, you know, the WWE has the ability to force characters down people's throats and make them either accept it for what it is or move on. And they're going to have to make some serious changes in their writing and the people that they have in the backstage area that are making these calls, because AEW is coming for them. And I'm pretty sure, recent talk has said that they're viewing AEW as some serious competition and they're welcoming that challenge. So if WWE can be challenged by AEW, and they might have to be forced to look at their programming and make a change and maybe have to go back to a TV-14 rating, because if that's where the fandom is, then that's the choice. You know, they've gone TV-PG since 2008. They've gotten plenty of fans, younger. They sell a lot of T-shirts. They sell a lot of merchandise. But if they're in the merch, are they in the wrestling business or are they in the merchandise business? And clearly, they've been in the merchandise business, because all it's about is selling a product, and they haven't been selling wrestling in many, many years. So it's time that they either make that change or they fall behind with the times, and WWE will take a shift. Let's face the facts. WWE will always be around in some form or another, but how they present their product and what it is may change.
Absolutely, absolutely. You couldn't have said it any better, Eugene. You couldn't have said it any better, and that's exactly my feelings regarding professional wrestling, especially with the WWE nowadays. But Eugene and our listeners, we have a special guest in the shed, live in the shed. My father, Frank Russo.
Where did I walk in?
Pop, say hello to the audience and Eugene.
Hello, audience and Eugene.
Hi, Frank.
How are things out there in the wrestling world?
The wrestling world's great. We're actually here recording a podcast, Pops.
Yeah, I kind of figured that. That now that you're saying that, but yeah, how is everybody?
Good. We're good. We're here. We're having a great time. This is called Head in the Shed. Dad.
Head in the Shed.
Head in the Shed, and it's revolutionary. It's revolutionary, and it's going to change the way people listen to podcasts.
So that's good. That means that you get your head under the closet first, and then the shed, and you start talking about it.
That's right. And we're here, and we're making it happen.
That's good. I'm so
happy.
We're
taking over the world.
All right.
Who is your favorite wrestler, Pops?
Haystack Calhoun.
Haystack Calhoun.
Bruno Sammartino.
Oh, baby. But
that's way before your time. You wouldn't remember. That was in the 60s, so you wouldn't know that.
The 60s. No, I can appreciate a good 60s wrestler. Eugene.
The living legend. The living Bruno legend. Sammartino.
Eugene, you happen to have a signed robe by Bruno.
I certainly do.
Wow.
Certainly do. Right over the mantle. Yep, it's great. Right? Still there?
Yep.
Perfect. I'm so happy we're all here.
So am I. I'm delighted to be here. I'm part of all this podcast broadcast.
Absolutely. And we're gonna have Pops on some later episodes.
Later episodes.
We're gonna talk about anything and everything.
Life.
Yeah, life. That's right.
We're gonna talk about life.
That's what we do here on Head in the Shed. We just talk about life. I'm so happy all the people that mean so much to me are here talking about life. It's great. And wrestling.
And all right. Well, good talking to you, Eugene.
All right.
Everybody else out there in the media world.
That's right. Thank you, Pops.
Okay.
Thanks for making an appearance.
Anytime.
All right. So, wow, what a treat that was.
That was wonderful.
That was phenomenal. That needs to be a weekly segment.
Yep.
I told everyone, Eugene, this is going to turn into a weekly segment.
Sure. So
what should we call this? The Tuesday half hour of power? Is
that what it's called? Tuesday half hour of power?
Yeah, I think so. I think
the Tuesday
so.
Night Titans?
Tuesday Night Titans, that's right. You know, we could talk about everything. If Pops wants to join, maybe we can leave the boobies out.
Yeah, sure.
Of that conversation. Even maybe Pops wants to chime in on.
Yeah, maybe he'll open up.
yeah, open up, you know, what he looks for in a great rack. You know, who knows? The topics can be very, you know, very vast. So we like that. We like that.
Exactly.
So Eugene, I appreciate the time you took to come on here and talk about wrestling.
Yeah, no, I'm happy. I'm happy to be on and helping you get the podcast off the ground here, and we'll get a broad audience.
Absolutely, we're gonna grow this baby like a fucking sunflower. It's just gonna sprout. That's it. So before you go, I gotta ask you, what are some of your predictions back to wrestling? What do you think's gonna happen? What do you think's gonna happen going forward? I made a comment to you before. I believe that Big E Langston is gonna turn on the New Day. I think that's my prediction. What do you think about that?
I think you have a valid point. I mean, I could definitely see him wanting a push as he has the charisma, and he could go either way. He could go make it a heel turn. You can make it him a baby face. No matter which way you go, I think he would put butts in the seats. And I think you have a valid point there.
Absolutely. And wouldn't that be exciting? I think it's a long time coming for the New Day. I think it's at some point, you know, every good thing has to come to an end. And I think now is the perfect time to do it. So.
Sure. You're gonna see a lot of changes over the next couple of weeks and months if this thing with AEW takes off and WWE is forced to change their programming. They're gonna have to get a little bit more dynamic in their characters, and I guess we could see that with Bray Wyatt. You know, that's not something we've seen in a long, long time. So it'll be very interesting to see where they go with that character. It'll be very interesting to see what they do going forward with the younger talent. And you know, constantly we're hearing about people jumping ship and trying to go to the independent scene where they could be bigger stars. So it's time for WWE to make other stars.
Absolutely. And we see what they're doing with the NXT division. I mean, there's some really, really impressive young talent there.
There's some great talent down there. You got Matt Riddle, you got Velveteen Dream, you got a bunch of guys that are just doing an amazing job down there. Adam Cole, baby. He's down there. He's tearing it up. You got the Undisputed Era ready to make their debut eventually.
That's right. And what's the next big NXT card coming up? What's the next paper?
Well, June 1st, they have NXT TakeOver from Hartford, Connecticut. You got Johnny Gargano versus Adam Cole for the title again. They tore the house down at last TakeOver, so why not do it again?
Why not? It was a great match. Great match.
Yep. So they're doing that, and then we got SummerSlam TakeOver in Toronto this year. So we'll see where that goes and where that product and where that direction is going.
Very good. That should be very exciting. We'll see what they do with the current champion Velveteen Dream. Hopefully, you know, he stays in the NXT brand for a while because he could really carry it. You know. So.
Yeah. No. Definitely. I just want to get your opinion on this new 24/7 championship. It fell flat on its face last night, literally.
They always advertise for Monday Night Raw, the WWE does, and they advertised Mick Foley that he was going to make an appearance on Raw and announce a title. Now, reading that as an Attitude Era fan, I was hoping he was going to announce that they were going to go back to the hardcore title.
You and mostly everyone else that's around our age or older that watch wrestling believe that was going to happen.
Yeah. And now I guess they put a spin on it, and there it's the 24/7 title.
The 24/7 title.
Now, what does that mean? Is that kind of the same stipulation as
It's the same exact thing. It could be defended anywhere, any brand, anytime. It could be on social media. It could be anywhere.
Social media. So, you could lay the SmackDown over the keyboard and through the
monitor. Yeah. So today I've been on Twitter and I've been, you know, R-Truth captured the title last night, and all day Maverick has been trying to track him down and capture the title. So I guess it's going to be playing out weekly over Twitter and Instagram and whatever else. It'll be playing out over that and going from there. They're just gonna defend the title all over the world and see what happens.
That sounds like a pretty cool concept, you know.
It's definitely a cool concept. You know, it's a spinoff of the, you know, when Crash Holly was doing the 24/7 stuff. So I'm sure we'll see segments where they're in a ball pit and all kinds of others, you know, in a bar, and you'll see where it goes.
That's like going back to the APA days, you know.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. So, and this, you know, and some legends will pop up and they'll win the title and stuff. So it'll make it interesting.
That's cool. And how cool would it be to see Mick Foley throw himself in that mix?
Sure, why not? Yeah. You know, they might as well.
Why not? It's that'd be better than seeing him at a bar on Long Island.
You're right.
That's good. And how about this super showdown they have coming up from what's that, Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, it's called. I'd like to call it the Saudi Arabia money dump. Whatever the Saudis want to see, the WWE is willing to give them as long as they pay for it. So, you want to see Goldberg? Sure. You want to see Hulk Hogan run down to the ring and do a body slam? Sure. You want to see them dig up anybody from the 1980s? Sure, they'll do it if they're paying for it.
They'll do it, and that's the amazing thing about the show is they seem to put together these feuds from a good 15 years ago that us wrestling fans at the time could only dream about. However, now these feuds are completely irrelevant to what's going on a weekly basis on WWE program.
It has no bearing on anything that's going on within the company. You're basically just this is being billed as being equivalent to WrestleMania or better. That's how they're billing it. That's the statement that's coming from WWE, that this is equivalent to WrestleMania or better.
Wow. That's, you know, it's definitely something worth watching. I mean, how long and these guys Undertaker, what is he, 54 53?
Yeah, 53 54 years old. Goldberg's right up there. I think he's 52,
man. But Goldberg looks like he's in the best shape of his life.
He's been staying healthy and training, and you know, that's how they're gonna continue on in this way. I mean, you know, Hogan and Flair wrestled up until their, you know, late 50s early 60s, so.
Yep, that's very true. And you know, the Undertaker looks like he's not going to be able to rise from the casket.
No, they might just wheel him in in the ring and have Goldberg pin him in 10 seconds.
They might. I mean, you know, at this rate, I think it'd be better. But the Saudis would be happy they got to see such a thing.
Exactly. So we'll see where that goes. You know, it's, you know, Friday. 2 p.m. in the afternoon. I don't know who's, you know, in the working world, who's around to watch a pay-per-view at 2 p.m. But for the WWE Network, it doesn't matter because you could watch it whenever. So they're not really worried about selling the pay-per-view. They're just worried about if the Saudi Arabians will be attending.
Correct.
Because they get over 100,000 people to attend that close to between 70 and 100,000 people that attend.
Wow. Those are some serious numbers, because I could tell you they're not pulling in people like that in the States here. Or not.
And I can guarantee you will not see a women's match on that card either. So.
Wow. Isn't that a fascinating thing?
Yep.
To me, I mean, that's for WWE in this day and age, where they are in the company being so PG and kid friendly and such a charitable company, for them and then they stand up for all kinds of backgrounds and people from all different backgrounds, and for them to do a show where there's no women wrestling allowed, that's pretty phenomenal.
It's huge.
It really is a crazy thought to think, but you know what, it just shows how fucked up our world is. So
that's it.
So are you gonna catch the pay-per-view, or are you working?
What day is that? No, I'll be working. I'll be working. I will not be. I'll be catching it after work.
Okay, so you'll be having a Kai Poke bowl and watching.
Yeah, I'll have my sushi fish and watch a little Undertaker and Goldberg.
A little Undertaker and Goldberg on a Friday night with some Kai Poke. Yeah, that sounds like a date.
Yep.
Yep. That sounds like a date. Well, I wish I could be there watching it with you, brother, but we'll just have to talk about it again when you come on the show again.
So. Yeah, yeah, we'll make this a weekly thing. I'll come on and we'll have a discussion and whatever floats our boat. We don't have to just stick to wrestling. Whatever you want to talk about, we could talk about and go with the flow. This was good. This is this was fun.
Absolutely, absolutely, and I'm so happy you came on. It is fun. And before you go, I want to ask you. I informed our listeners of how we share our New York sports fandom. How do you feel about the Mets, Huge?
Like I told you, I think the next, 10. I've been measuring this team within 10 games. If the next 10 games look good, things will be good. But you know, everybody is acting surprised at the fact that, oh, you know, we need to make a managerial change. Cano isn't running balls out. These are things that we've known. This is not anything new. I know I've been following Robinson Cano since he was a Yankee. I know that he doesn't run every ball out. Like, that's not a, you know, that's not a big deal to me. I don't consider that something that requires to be what type of player he is, and that's who he is. He's not going to change. You know, Mickey Callaway is not going to make or break the difference of this team. Going forward, is he the manager? He's the manager. Next couple of weeks will determine if he's the manager for the rest of the season or not. But going forward, if the Mets don't make the playoffs this year, I can't see him being the manager next season. And don't even get me started on Yoenis Cespedes, one of my favorite players, and I probably won't even ever see him again on the field as a New York Met. But we'll recruit his money towards somebody else. So
yeah, yep. And I guess we'll just us Met fans will be left with the everlasting image of him smoking a cigar in the 2015 Mets playoff.
That's how I like to remember him. Other than that, thank you for your time, Cespedes, and you know, happy trails, because we need that. We'll need to take his money and put it wherever we can continue to build this team.
I agree. You know, no longer our Poppy. He's not our Poppy anymore.
No, right now, no.
No, sir. What do you think about Pete Alonso? Peter Alonso. What do you think about him?
The polar bear, Pete Alonso. Big Pete has been tearing it up for the New York Mets. He is a phenomenon right now that has long been missing as a New York Mets fan. You know, he's the first person I've gotten excited about in a long, long time. The last person that I was excited about was Matt Harvey in 2013 when he was tearing it up. And Pete has brought that same energy and that same, light to being the only person you'd want to come and see, at the ball field, as a Met fan.
That's right. You speak for me. You speak for all of us Met fans. We're pretty damn excited. Pete Alonso, he brings power. As I said to our listeners yesterday, he brings power that we haven't seen since Mike Piazza.
Clearly.
He might be one of the best hitters in the National League thus far this season. I mean, I don't think that's too far off to say.
He has pure power that has been unmatched this far within the National League. He is just a phenomenon that can't be stopped at this current moment. You know, eventually pitching will figure its way around him, but for the time being, I'm going to enjoy every single home run that he hits this season and really enjoy his rookie season. You know, I hope he continues to stay hot and, you know, moves on to be the rookie of the year.
Absolutely. How happy would we be? And, you know, one quick thing, Huge, before you go.
Sure. Yeah.
What's your feeling about the Jets?
I love the Jets.
See everyone. It runs frequent with us New York sport fans. Yep. When asked about the Jets, yep.
I can't get too excited and I can't get too down, because that's the life of being a New York Mets Jets fan.
That's right. So we'll have to see. We'll have to see if Sam Darnold and Le'Veon Bell and Adam Gase can bring us to the fucking promised land.
I would just love to be back in the playoffs. Nothing was as exciting as 2009 being there and just, you know, those AFC championship games, those were awesome. You know, it was good times.
Beating Manning back-to-back, Manning and Brady. I mean, that was pretty fun. You're right. So we'll see, man. All we could do is hold our breath, but I'm excited.
Yep. It's a long, long off season. It'll be here before you know it, but you know, the team shape, everybody's shaping up to be, should be exciting to be, you know, if the Mets get hot, you know, it should be an exciting fall in New York, you know, between the Jets and the Mets, you know, the Yankees are always right there too, you know, so we'll see, you know, I don't know what the Giants are doing, but, you know, that's for another day.
We'll certainly touch on the Giants a little more. There's actually plenty I want to say about the Giants, and maybe we'll even bring our friend Brittany on to talk about the Giants.
Yeah, that would probably be best.
Yeah. I think that might have to be done down the road. But listen, Eugene, I appreciate your time and calling into the show and having you on. It's great. I miss you.
Yeah, I miss you too. Thank you. Having me on, I'm glad we could do this, and it's nice to have a platform where we could talk about a little bit of everything.
That's right, and just spit knowledge. Yep. Spit knowledge. That's it. Well, thank you, buddy. I'll be talking to you soon. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you for tuning in today. It was a great time. We are so happy to have you here with us. To broadcast Head in the Shed. I am your host, the one and only Ian Lametta. Have a good one, y'all.